In 2016, Lake Manamisquite was listed as an impaired water body by the North Carolina Department of Environmental Quality. The North Carolina Coastal Federation, the State Wildlife Resources Commission, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service have been working with Hyde County to develop a watershed restoration plan for Lake Manamisquite. Coastal scientist with the North Carolina Coastal Federation, Aaron Fleckenstein.
So this coalition of partners have been working together formally for the past year, but informally for the last decade or so, trying to identify the issues and concerns around the lake and in the lake watershed.
Test results have consistently shown above normal pH and chlorophyll A levels, which have led to toxic algal blooms. Aquatic grasses, which support fish and crab habitat and provide food for waterfowl, have disappeared from the lake bed, and land around the lake is flooding more frequently and for longer stretches of time.
A lot of it has to do with the fact that the water in Lake Manamisquite is controlled by water control structures on four main canals, and those canals connect the lake to Pamlico Sound and the Alligator River. The watershed is dependent on gravity drainage, and so when water levels in the sound are high or the wind direction and rainfall conditions aren't favorable, then water cannot flow out of the canals.
Fleckenstein adds rising sea levels and silting in the canals have resulted in a poorly functioning drainage system.
The problems with the lake did not happen overnight, so the solutions, we won't be able to find a silver bullet solution for this, but we're working to identify what sort of the immediate strategies and longer-term strategies are for improving conditions in and around the lake.
On May 8th, residents had the chance to learn more about the restoration project and provide input. Other public meetings are planned for July 10th and September 8th at the Hyde County Government Complex in Swan Quarter. For PRE, I'm Jared Brumbaugh.